Please take your Bibles and turn with us to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians 6. So we continue our study in Paul's epistle, Paul's letter to the Ephesians. If you remember in chapter 5, we talked about what does it mean to be filled with the Holy Spirit. He says, don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. And he talks about what that looks like. And it looks like things like singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and addressing one another and giving thanks to the Lord. And the last thing was submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. And we talked about that humble attitude as governing the way that we have relationships with other people. And so we talked about husbands and wives. Now we're going to talk about what that means for children. So kids, talking to you tonight, what does it mean to be a godly, God-pleasing child? The Lord sums it up quite simply. He says in Ephesians chapter 6, beginning in verse 1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. So, boys and girls, this command is addressed to you. God is speaking to children, which means I want you to pay attention. And I want you to pay attention in a particular way tonight, okay? I want you to listen with your eyes. Now, some of you go, what are you talking about? I listen with my ears. I look with my eyes. I know. But see, if you're looking with your eyes, then I have a pretty good idea you're probably listening with your ears too. But if your eyes are all over here and there and there, I'm not sure whether you're listening with your ears or not. So listen with your eyes, which means you're probably also listening with your ears too. Deal? We can do that, can't we? All right. God's word is speaking to you, to children. The Bible is not just for grown-ups, it's for kids as well. And Jesus wants to speak to you. He wants you to listen because Jesus loves children. You remember the story, it's in Mark chapter 10, that there were moms and dads bringing their children to Jesus. They wanted him to put his hands on them and pray for them. And the disciples were pushing the children away, saying, Jesus is too busy, he doesn't have time for you. And the Bible says this, it says, Jesus was indignant when he said to them, let the children come to me, do not hinder them, for to such belong the kingdom of God. Now, kids, do you know what the word indignant means? Okay, it means he was upset. He was like, are you kidding me, guys? You're doing wrong. I don't like this. Let them come. Because I love children. He's never too busy for children. He wants you to love him. He wants you to trust him. He wants you to live your life for him. And so he speaks to you. And he says, children, obey your parents. Now, let me ask this question. Because there may be some of you out there wondering, okay, really, who are the children he's talking to? Who does this command, obey your parents, really apply to? Is there a point at which you're kind of old enough that you don't have to worry about that anymore? Well, there are a couple of ways to answer the question. You can answer the question by saying, when is it you stop being a child? Well, when you're an adult. Well, when is that? Or how about this? Is there an age at which it's okay not to obey your parents any longer? That's another way of asking the question. But sometimes when kids ask that question, when do I not have to obey my parents any longer? What that's really showing is that's showing a heart that doesn't want to obey their parents because it doesn't want to obey the Lord. And it's like, I can't wait to get out of my mom and dad's rules so I can do what I want to do. Well, the command is obey your parents in the Lord. And part of that means obey your parents as a way of showing your obedience to the Lord. Now, if you're in your teenage years or just getting ready to start your teenage years, sometimes you may be getting the idea that you're getting, well, I'm getting a little bit bigger now and I'm getting a little, you know, I can sort of make some of my own decisions now. Maybe I don't have to do the things that my mom and dad are telling me to do. And so there's some, you're beginning to push back on your parents' authority a little bit. And there's something inside that says, I can't wait to get out so I can do whatever I want to do. Well, that shows that you have a heart that isn't taking very seriously who God is. That says you have a heart that's not taking very seriously the next part of this passage, which says to honor your father and mother. It goes beyond obeying. It says to honor them. And a heart that says, I don't want to be under their authority. I don't want anything to do. I want to do what I want to do. That says you're not intent on honoring your father and mother. I'm going to talk a little bit more about what that means in a few minutes. Then there is a point. Again, this is the older guys a minute. There is a point at which you should not be looking at mom and dad to tell you what to do. There's a point at which it wouldn't be appropriate for your parents to expect you to do everything their way. Okay, what is that point? When do you come to the point where you get to make your own decisions? Well, some people say, well, it's when I have my 18th birthday. Is there anything magic about an 18th birthday? That suddenly you get to make all your own decisions? I think something more dramatic has to happen. Something more significant has to happen. There has to be a major change, and that major change is you leave. Now, some say that means getting married. A man leaves his father and mother and cleaves to his wife. The two become one flesh. So you're no longer under your parents. Okay, I think that's a little extreme. What if you're 30 when you get married? Or 40? Or what if you never get married? Does that mean you have to obey mom and dad all your life and be regarded as a child? No, I think it means when you move out and when you begin to pay your own way, you earn your own paycheck, you buy your own food, you buy your own housing, you are no longer dependent on mom and dad, therefore you no longer have to live under their rules. That doesn't mean you don't honor father and mother. It simply means that the relationship changes. But see, if you want freedom, with freedom comes responsibility. Once you take responsibility for yourself, then you have a new measure of freedom. But as long as mom and dad are footing the bill, mom and dad get to make the rules. Well, wait a minute. I'm 16. I'm almost 17. I shouldn't have to obey my parents all that much. Really? Well, should they have to pay for your food? Because if you're 16 or 17, you're eating a lot of it. Should they have to pay for your house? Your school? See, as long as you're dependent on mom and dad, there's a place where you owe them obedience. It's just right. So if you want to be independent of their rules, you need to be independent of their provision. You need to move out, get a job, live on your own. But again, that doesn't address the bigger issue of honoring father and mother. And no matter how old you are, you never outgrow the fifth commandment. We always ought to be honoring our father and our mother. Well, there are two parts of the command that we read here. The first one is children, obey your parents. And the second one is honor your father and mother. Let's look first of all, children, obey your parents. Now, is it hard to understand what the Bible means when it says obey? Is that kind of easy to understand, or is it kind of hard to understand? Is it confusing? Usually it's pretty easy to understand. I'm supposed to obey. That means I'm supposed to do what they say. Is it always easy to do what mom and dad say? Not really. See, we know, I mean, they tell us and it's clear. I understand what it means, but it doesn't mean it's always easy to do what they tell us. The kind of obedience that the Lord wants you to give is sometimes very difficult. Well, what's it look like? What is obeying your parents and the Lord look like? Well, it means first-time obedience. It means you obey right away. That mom and dad don't have to tell you 3 or 4 or 5 times. They should never have to ask the question, how many times do I have to tell you to do something? They should tell you once, and then you say, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, then you get up and do it. Not hard, is it? Well, sure it is. It's hard because I want to do what I want to do, and mom and dad tell me to do something different. I still want to do what I want to do. And obeying right away doesn't mean I will do it when my TV show is over, or when I finish this level on the video game, or when I finish playing this thing or that thing. It means I do what they ask me to do right away. I respond. You respond. It's first time obedience. Parents, we'll talk about that a little bit next week. Why first-time obedience is so very important. But kids, let me just ask you this. If you have not yet learned that running out of the street is very dangerous. Now, again, you're old enough, most of you, to know that you shouldn't be running out in the street with cars coming, okay? You get that. But let's imagine that you have not yet learned that running out of the street can be dangerous. But you have learned that mom and dad tell you to do something, and you do it immediately. So a car's coming. You don't see the car. You head for the street. They say, "Billy, stop." Well, you have learned to obey mom and dad. And so you stop. And the car goes by. But let's say that you have learned that mom and dad tell you and you don't obey, and they tell you again, and you still don't obey. They tell you about 3 or 4 times, and finally you kind of obey. Well, you don't get 3 or 4 chances with a car running down the street. And so you need to stop first time. And sometimes your safety, sometimes your very life can depend on whether or not you obey on the first time. So it's first-time obedience. It's also cheerful obedience. How many kids, how many times have you said, "Do I have to? Why?" How many times do you complain? You get grumpy? "I don't wanna." Really? So? See, obeying your parents in the Lord means you obey sweetly. That means you obey cheerfully. You never have a grumpy or a stinky attitude. Mom and dad tell you what to do, and you want to please mom and dad because you want to please the Lord. And so you do it. This is what God wants me to do. This is what my parents want me to do. And I do it. Now, it's interesting. It says, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. So I want you to think about with me just a second, all right? I want you to think the whole time, but think about this question. If it's right to obey your parents in the Lord, what do you know about disobeying your parents? If you don't do what they say, it's what? Not right, it's wrong. There's another word for doing things that are wrong. What's that word for doing things that are wrong, guys? Remember? Sin. Now, please pay very careful attention here. You should not have to ask your parents, "Why should I obey you? Why? Why do I have to?" If mom and dad are having to explain and convince you to do what they want you to do, you're not obeying. It's like, unless you can convince me this is what I have to do, and I begin to believe it, and I begin to want to do it, I'm not doing it. That's not obedience. That's self-will. I'm going to do what I want to do. And if you can't make me want to do it, I'm not going to do it. That's not obedience at all. When mom and dad tell you, God's word says it is right for you to do what they say. You may not understand what it is, what their reasons are. You may not even agree. You may think that you'd rather do something else. You may not like what they want you to do. Billy, you need to share your toy with your little brother. "I don't want to share my toy with my little brother." Doesn't matter. Your parents told you, share your toy with your little brother. I remember we were at a fellowship many, many years ago. One of my son's little friends was there. So Daniel's 29, so this is probably a good 20 years ago. And one of Daniel's little buddies is standing there with a chocolate bar. And I was teasing, and I said, "Tommy, can I have half of your chocolate bar?" And immediately, Tommy breaks his chocolate bar in half and reaches out to hand it to me. And there's no way in the world I'm going to take half of Tommy's chocolate bar. But what just happened? It didn't matter whether he wanted to give it to me or not. His pastor asked him, and he cheerfully, quickly, immediately, willingly hands it to me, because whether he wanted to or not was not the issue. Now, I said, "Tommy, I'm so sorry." And parents, we got to be careful about that, don't we? I should not have asked you for your candy bar. I wouldn't take your candy bar from you, Tommy. But I was amazed that he was that instant ready to share his candy of all things. That's a hard thing to do, isn't it, guys? But that's the kind of obedience God wants to see from you. It means you do what God would have you do, what your mom and dad asked you to do, with a good attitude, whether you want to or not. Now, this is a really important question. Who is supposed to please whom in your family? Are mom and dad supposed to please you, or are you supposed to please mom and dad? Now just think about that. They ask you to do something you don't want to do. Are they supposed to do something to make you happy? Well, I'll give you a toy. I'll give you a treat if you'll obey me. I'll find a way to please you so I can get you to obey me. Or are you supposed to be so determined to please my mom and dad because I want to please Jesus that I'll do what they say, even if not, that's not really what I want to do? See, it doesn't matter whether it pleases me or not. If it pleases the Lord, that's what I need to do. That's what you need to do. Jesus, I want to please you. Mom, dad, I want to please you. What's that look like? The parents, be careful. We don't want to take advantage of our kids and make them miserable or anything like that, but we do want to teach them. I'm the parent, you're the child. God in his word says you are to honor me and obey me, not because you're on a power trip, but because they need to learn the importance of biblical authority. And they need to live under that authority. That's a place of security and peace. So we don't want to take advantage of that authority. We want to make our homes a place where they enjoy being there. We want it to be fun. It is fun to please our kids in lots of ways. Hearing their squeals of delight is always great. But when it comes to a time of obedience, who is supposed to please whom? That's very, very important. And there are times that you must require them to do things that they don't want to do. It doesn't please them, but it doesn't matter. They don't understand that you are wiser than they are. They don't understand that you know things they don't know. They don't understand yet that you recognize dangers they don't recognize. It might be a physical danger. It might be a soul danger of a rebellious, wandering, self-willed heart. Parents, we need to teach our kids that they must please mom and dad. And you can't wait till they understand. You can't negotiate until they agree and then they start obeying. No, they need to obey. Kids, you need to obey mom and dad. You may not understand why, but that's where you trust them. They love you. They are wiser than you are. They're the parent, you're the child. And God has given them the responsibility of training you and protecting you and providing for you. They're not going to hurt you. They're not going to tell you to do something that will not be good for you. So, all that said, kids, is it ever okay when your parents tell you to do something to ask them why? Is it ever okay to ask why? The answer is yes and no. It's not okay to say, why should I obey you? Well, God's word tells you, because it's right. Because it's a commandment of God. You must obey your parents. But sometimes, what they're actually asking you to do, you don't understand why that's important. Why is it not a good idea to stick a paperclip into the wall socket? Well, because you will get electrocuted and you'll die. Oh, okay. Now, there are places where we need to be teaching and training our kids, explaining to them what we're asking them to do and why. But we've got to get that obedience down. That's critically important. And if your child is like, I'll do what you tell me to do if you'll tell me why. No. You do what I tell you to do. And if you want to come back later and ask me why, that's fine. But we should not have to always be explaining ourselves in order to justify the authority God has given to us. Kids, obey your parents in the Lord because it's right. And there's a place to say, why is it so important for me to share with my brother? Not why do I have to obey you, but why is it so important? And mom and dad, you ought to be able to give them some really good reasons why learning to share with your brother is very important. And train them so they're not just kind of doing whatever you say, but they're actually beginning to adopt those and embrace those values themselves. But the first step has to be obedience. So we're looking for immediate obedience. We're looking for cheerful obedience. We're also looking for complete obedience. Kids, if mom and dad say, go clean up your room. And so you get up. Yes, mom. Yes, dad. You go to your room. You go inside and you start cleaning up and you get distracted. And then you start playing. And then an hour later, the room is more messy than it was when you started. Let me ask you a question, kids. How many of you have done that? I did that all the time when I was a kid, okay? Did you obey your parents? Well, I got up immediately, cheerfully, sweetly. I went to my room. I started. Did you clean your room? No. See, obedience is complete obedience, or it's not obedience. If your parents tell you to share your toy with your little sister, and so you go, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, you give the toy to your sister, the parents walk away, you say, take it back. Have you obeyed? No. They didn't mean share it with them until I turned my back. Share it with your brother and sister and find something else to play with. Obedience must be complete obedience. Finish what they've asked you to do. Now, the Bible tells you, obey your parents, which means you don't get to make the rules. Mom and dad make the rules. And it's not always easy to follow mom and dad's rules. I get that. I understand that. But the Bible tells us something else that might help in how you, or change the way you think about obeying your parents. It says obey them, but it also says honor them. Now, I want you to think about, what does it mean to honor your father and mother? See, obedience is what you do on the outside. But honoring is what happens on the inside. It's what happens in your mind and in your heart. You might, you know, your mom might say, I want you to sit in that chair and stay there. And some of you heard the story before of little Johnny that said, well, I may be sitting on the outside, but I'm standing up on the inside. I'm doing what you said. I'm obeying, but inside I am fighting and rebelling and defying you. You can't make me want to do what you tell me to do. You can't make me honor you, is what little Johnny's saying, actually. So to honor your parents means you want to please your parents. And that grows out of some things. It grows out of, you're grateful. God has given you this mother and this father to love you and to care for you and to train you and to provide for you and to do all kinds of things in your lives. And you are thankful to God for that. And you're thankful to mom and dad for the things they do for you. How many of you guys ate lunch today? Okay, everybody ate lunch? How many of you thanked your mother when you got up from the table for fixing that lunch for you? Okay, good. I see a few hands. We have a rule at our house. When one of the kids says, may I be excused? The answer is, you've got to kiss the cook. Because I want them to know they're supposed to thank their mother. Or if I cooked, which happened twice last year, then I want them to know they're supposed to be appreciative, expressing appreciation. But honoring mom and dad is, it comes from a thankful heart. It's an attitude inside the heart that respects mom and dad. You're my mother, you're my father. And we respect them for that, for who they are. We appreciate the things they do for us. There's a real funny man. He's a comedian, tells jokes. His name is Tim Hawkins. And he was telling a story about when he took his kids to Six Flags. Kids, you know what Six Flags is? It's an amusement park with lots of big roller coasters and all kinds of fun rides, okay? And so he takes his kids to Six Flags, which is really very expensive. But the kids had a fun time. And so they get in the car, and they're on the way home, and he hears his little boy in the back seat whimpering. Honey, what's the matter? Billy's dad took them to Disney World, and we just got to go to Six Flags. And Disney World is bigger, okay? It's more expensive. It's further away. And, you know, in his Tim Hawkins funny way, he just goes, Jesus, take the wheel. Kids, your parents will explain what that means later. But the point is, it's so easy to look at what mom and dad give you and not be grateful. They work hard and do things for you, and an ungrateful heart says, I think I deserve better than what you can give me. Do you really believe that? Do you believe that you deserve more than what your parents give you? That's a terrible, sinful, self-centered attitude. Honoring your father and your mother means you realize their kindness and you appreciate it. Thank you, Daddy, for taking me to Six Flags. Thank you, Daddy, for all the kind things you do for me. Thank you, Mom, for this wonderful meal. thank you for these really, really nice, fun presents I get at Christmas, if I get Christmas presents or whatever. But honor means that you realize you're the parent, I'm the child. I'm supposed to respect you. I'm supposed to be pleasing you. I can't demand for you to please me. And see, obedience should flow out of a heart that wants to honor your parents. If you want to honor your parents and respect them and please them, and then they tell you what to do, you're going to want to do it. And so obedience becomes so much easier if you honor your parents. But if you're self-centered and you're living to please you, obedience is really, really hard. But if you have a heart to honor mom and dad, even if they tell you to do something difficult, because you want to please them, you're going to do what you can to make it happen. And older guys, think about this. How many times do you think, my mom and dad don't get it? Have you had that thought? Mom and dad are kind of clueless. I know better than they do. Most of us felt that. In fact, the funny joke is, you think you know so much more than your parents, and then you go off to college and you come back after a year and you're amazed at how much your parents learned while you were away. In reality, what you found out is that you don't know as much as you thought you knew. But honoring your parents means I respect your wisdom. And you may not know all the details about a 15-year-old's life or a 16-year-old's life. You may not know everything about the world that I live in, but you know more about the world than I do. And you certainly know more about God's ways than I do. And I will honor and respect your wisdom and appreciate the things that you tell me. There's another thing that honoring means. Honoring means you want to make your parents look good in front of other people. You ever think about that? If you are in the store, I want that, I want that, I want that. Billy, be quiet, please, stop. I want it, I want it, I want it. Okay, what are other people thinking about you right then? And what are they thinking about your poor mom? On the other hand, you and your mom are in the store and you say, Mom, can I have that? And mom says, not today. Okay. And people are going to look and go, I've never seen that before. Because that's really unusual. A kid cheerfully giving first-time obedience because they honor mom and dad. That is so completely different from what people are used to. And they're going to look and say, that mom is doing something right. You have just honored your mother in a very important way. You have made her look good. And you made yourself look pretty good too, because people don't like to see whining children. But honoring means that you respect your parents in ways that other people notice. Too many kids, it happens around maybe sixth grade or so, they start telling their friends, you think your parents are bad? Let me tell you how bad my parents are. And they start complaining about their parents to their friends. You know, before that it's, no, my dad's stronger than your dad. Okay? When you're little, that's, you know, my dad's the strongest and my mom's the prettiest and all that kind of stuff. My mom's the best cook. But around sixth or seventh grade, it's starting to be, my parents are so unfair. Let me tell you. And kids start complaining about moms and dads. That is not honoring your parents. What are some ways you can honor your parents? Well, here's one. You and another church member, grown-ups. Church is over. You're standing in the aisle. You're talking. And your son or your daughter wants to come and tell you something. And so they come up and they interrupt. Dad. And they... what they have just said is, what I want to say is more important than what you have to say to your friend. You grown up, to that grown up, I'm more important. No, you're the kid, they're the parents. But if you walk up and you put your hand on their arm or their hip or wherever you can reach and wait quietly. Parents, this is a great strategy. Because what's that telling your child is, you are making me aware that you have something you want to tell me. And it might be even good to even, you know, pat them on the head or, you know, be right there, whatever. Acknowledge it. But that doesn't mean you immediately stop talking. You finish what you're talking about. And in a reasonable place, you turn and say, what do you need? Now, kids, if somebody's bleeding, it's okay to start tugging away and go, bah, 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 you know. But most of the time, it's not an emergency, not that important. But you just go and you put your hand on mom or dad. You don't tug or pat. Just put your hand there and wait patiently and quietly. And most of the time, the friend is going to look at that and go, wow, I think your child wants to tell you something. And they're going to be impressed. And it makes mom and dad look good because they're saying, you have trained your child well. Now see, if your parents have told you to do that and you don't do it, they don't know whether your parents have told you to do that or not, and it makes your parents feel embarrassed. Honoring your parents means you don't embarrass them. How do you behave when mom and dad aren't around? Kids, when you go into Sunday school class, do you give your teacher a hard time? Or do you listen carefully and pay good attention and cooperate and obey really well? Because if you're obeying really well in Sunday school, then the teacher is going to go, wow, this child's parents must be doing something really well. But if you're disobedient, now your mom and dad might be doing a great job, but they don't know that. And they think these parents aren't being very effective. And so you've dishonored your parents. A few weeks ago at the harvest party, Lydia and I were manning a little game. And one little fella comes up and he plays the game and he didn't win. So he doesn't get a piece of candy. And immediately on his face was this disappointment and even a little more than disappointment. But it lasted for about a second and a half. And then he caught himself and he turned to walk away. And I said, oh, come back, you want to try again? Yeah. And before he tried again, he said, I'm sorry for being a bad sport. Who told this little boy he was a bad sport? I didn't. His mom and dad didn't. I didn't think he really was. But he knew something was going on in his heart that wasn't right, and he caught it, but he still knew that it wasn't good. Who told him he needed to apologize to Pastor Jamie? His parents weren't there to tell him that. I didn't tell him that. He knew inside his own heart he needed to apologize. I was surprised because I didn't notice any problem. But I walked away going, wow, his parents must be doing something right. You see that? That kind of honoring and respecting other adults tells those adults, my mom and dad are doing a good job with me. And you are honoring your parents when you do that. Now, I said a little while ago, you never outgrow the fifth commandment. If you don't know the numbers, you know, the first commandment is, have no other gods before me. And the second commandment is, don't bow down to idols. And the third commandment is, don't take God's name in vain. And the fourth is to honor the Sabbath. Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. Then he comes and he turns to how we treat other people. And he starts with the fifth commandment, honor your father and your mother. And I said, you never outgrow the fifth commandment. Even if you're an adult. And no matter how old you are, we also always ought to be honoring our parents. We ought to honor our parents' memory if they've passed. Now, that doesn't mean obeying everything they say to do. You have to make your own decisions before the Lord, grown-ups. But you still love and you still respect and you still seek to honor your parents. My wife has wonderful parents. Mrs. Howell has great parents, kids, okay? And she wants to honor them. So anything she knows that would please them, she wants to do it. And so it's not waiting for them to ask and suggest. She does really neat stuff just to bless her parents. They're having an anniversary. They've been married 60 years. And Lydia planned all this stuff, a party and gifts and decorations and stuff to encourage her mom and dad because she wanted to honor them. She wanted to please them. She wanted to make them feel special. She wanted to show them how much she appreciates all they have done for her. That's what it means to honor your parents. In the little things, as well as the big things. Not because they expect it. They're surprised. They're amazed. They're encouraged. They're blessed by it. Now, kids, you remember I said we should not be asking, why do I have to obey my parents? Well, the Bible tells us, obey your parents in the Lord because it's right. And parents, a wise parent is going to train your kids not only what to do, but why it's important to do it, because you want them to embrace that in their own hearts. But the Bible gives us the reason why we should obey. Number one, it's right. But there's another one. Why should we honor our parents? And it tells us, please listen, honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. This is really incredible. If we look at the Ten Commandments, don't have any other gods before me. I, the Lord, took you out of slavery, so don't worship somebody else. Second command, don't make any carved images. I'm a jealous God, and I will punish you if you do. It's a warning. The third commandment, don't take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Why? Because the Lord's going to punish anybody who does. The fourth commandment, remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. In 6 days the Lord created the earth. On the seventh, he rested. Now you rest. Okay. God is giving reasons for each of those, but in most cases it's a warning. But then he comes to the fifth commandment, and he says, honor your father and mother as the Lord your God commanded you, that your days may be long, and that it may go well with you in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. Now, in the Old Testament, you remember God had delivered the Israelites from slavery. They were in bondage in Egypt. Remember that, kids? And Moses went to Pharaoh and said, let my people go. And Pharaoh said, I won't do it. But God delivered them out of bondage to slavery. And Moses led them across the desert and all the way to the promised land. And then Joshua led the Israelites into the promised land. But right before they went in, Moses reminded them of God's law. And he said, honor your father and mother, that it may go well with you, and that you may live long in the land that God is about to give you. As long as you honor your parents, you're honoring the Lord. And as you do that, you'll experience God's blessing. But if you turn away from the Lord and start living for yourself, you're going to disobey and dishonor your parents, and you're going to have a hard time. God is saying disobedience is serious. Every sin is serious. Obedience to every command is important. But it's so interesting. The very first, and it's actually the only one of all the Ten Commandments where there's a promise attached to it. And the promise is it will go well with you and you will live long in the land. Kids, what does that mean for you today? You're not an Israelite getting ready to go into the promised land. What it means is this. You're going to be a whole lot happier if you live an obedient, godly life than if you live for yourself. Your life is going to be much richer and fuller. If you obey your parents, if you honor your parents, you're going to enjoy it more than if you don't. But wait a minute, I want to do what I want to do. How am I going to be happier? Well, there are several ways. Number one, you're not going to get punished as much. That's no fun. And so you're free to do things that are actually enjoyable rather than being punished. Some of you are going, I remember that, okay? But there's a place where God blesses obedience. God blesses a good attitude. And he does it in surprising ways that you can't even expect, but there's more joy. Now, it says, honor them that you may live long, which means if you don't honor them, you're not likely to live long. That doesn't mean that God is going to zap you with a bolt of lightning, but it may mean that if you choose to go your own way and dishonor the wisdom of your parents, you end up making really foolish and dangerous decisions that can hurt you a lot. And if you look at young people and the things they do that cause them to get hurt and sometimes die, in most cases, it's because they're doing things their parents don't want them to do. They're going out and they're living rebelliously, and that gets them hurt. There is safety in obedience. It just is. But even beyond those natural consequences, there's God's blessing on your life and God's protecting in ways that you would never even expect. I want you to think with me, kids, about the very worst day, okay? When you just had a terrible attitude. You were disobedient, you were selfish, you didn't want to do anything mom and dad said, okay? And so it seemed like, you know, all they're doing is having to correct you and punish you and discipline you. Okay, how fun was that day? How fun was your mom or dad on that day? Did you enjoy being around your mom and dad? Did they enjoy being around you? Now think about your best day. You just want to obey. You want to please. You want to do what you're supposed to do. Sometimes, you know, maybe there was something you were supposed to do and you didn't really want to do it. But you did. And your father or your mother said, I am so proud of you. That was great. Parents, by the way, it's important to catch our kids in the act of doing the right thing and celebrate that. That's huge. Was your parent fun to be around on that day? Were you having a good time on that day? Most of the time, the answer is yes. It's going well with you on the days that you honor your parents. It's good for you to please your parents. It's good for you to have a happy mom and dad. The promise is not just things are going to go better when you're good. You won't need to be disciplined if you're honoring your parents. That's true. But again, the promise is even more than that. God blesses obedience. He's going to do things in your life that are going to make you a more happy and a more cheerful kid. Kids that are grumpy, kids that are selfish, kids that are disobedient, they demand their own way, they're never happy. Have you noticed that? Kids that are just mean and selfish, they're not happy kids. I don't want you to be like that. I don't think you want to be that way. But if you love the Lord and you obey Him and you obey your parents, you want to honor your parents because that's what's right. Something happens inside that's really good. There's a happiness and a joy. Now, how do you get that? How can I learn truly to obey my mom and my dad? Sometimes obedience is not easy. In fact, sometimes everything inside of me says, I don't want to do that. I want to do what I want to do, right? We want to please ourselves. We don't necessarily want to please God. We don't necessarily want to please our parents. And it's hard to choose to please your parents when you want to do something else. Let me ask you this question, kids. What is it inside of your heart that makes you want to please yourself more than pleasing your father or your mother or God? Anybody know? I think you know. It's called sin. Sin makes me want to please me. We don't always want to keep God's commands because we have sin. We'd rather sin than obey. And sometimes when we realize that, and I remember with my little son, when I would discipline him, he would cry and he'd say, I can't obey. And I'd say, exactly. That's why you need Jesus. You see, when you see the command and you realize, I can't do what it says, that's why you need Jesus. Because Jesus did exactly what the command says. He did it perfectly. And then when he died on the cross, he paid for our sins when you and I have not done those things perfectly. He always honored his father and his mother. He always obeyed the Lord. And he gives us new hearts that makes us want to please him. When I was a boy, I believed I was a Christian. And I knew I got in trouble at times and stuff, but I believed in general I was a Christian. And I remember one Sunday in particular, I made a statement. I said, I want to turn my life over to God. And I want to live for Jesus in a new way. We call that rededicating our lives. And, you know, people are all happy. Oh, Jamie's rededicated his life to God. He's really going to live for Jesus now. The next day, I got in trouble. And my mom said, I really thought you were going to have a different attitude. And I was offended. How dare you think I would have a different attitude? I didn't want to honor my parents. And you know why? Because I still had that same old sinful heart. I wasn't trusting God at all. I just wanted people to like me. Kids, if you truly give your heart to Jesus and trust in Him, He's going to change your attitude. And that's a real good way. Pastor Nick this morning said, your words are windows that show what's inside your heart. Your attitude is a window that shows what's inside your heart too. And if you have an attitude, it may be hard to obey, and you may not do it all the time perfectly, but you're sad not just that you got caught and got in trouble. You're sad that you disobeyed because you want to please the Lord and you want to please your parents. That's what God does in the heart of a real Christian. And so I want to urge you to be serious about Jesus. I need you, Lord Jesus, to be my Lord, be my Savior, change my heart. Now, I want to do something I have never done before, okay? Kids, I want you to do me a really big favor. I want you to come up here, and I'm going to pray with you, okay? And we're going to finish our message by me praying with you, okay? So all the boys and girls, and I need some older guys to come help me with them, okay? All right? All these guys. Come on, here we go. Here we go. Real quick. Come on, hurry, hurry. I love you. All right. Sit right there and kind of hurt. There you go. Now, I saw your eyes while I was talking, and I talked a pretty long time, didn't I? But you really listened, and you paid attention. So I'm going to pray for you now, and I'm going to ask God to help you love Jesus and trust Jesus, that He would make you able to honor your father and mother, that it will be good for you. Okay? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank You so much that You loved children, and You asked them, You welcome them to come to You, and You bless them. Lord, I thank You that when You were a boy, You always honored Your parents. You always obeyed. You always did what was pleasing to the Lord. You never once committed a sin. Lord, every one of us here, boys and girls and grown-ups too, we've all sinned. We need You. We need Your forgiveness. We need the blood that You shed on the cross to cleanse us of our sins. We need new hearts. I pray, Lord, for every one of these boys and girls, would You give them a new heart? Draw them to Yourself. Help their parents wisely instruct them in what it is to trust in Christ and to live for You, we pray. Help them do that very thing, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.